Blog Talk Radio.
The glory and all the honor, it belongs to you, God. Oh, thank you. Thank you for sparing our lives to see this day. And God, you created us for praise, and we want to praise you. Give you what you deserve, all of the praise, all of the glory. Thank you. Thank you for what you've done. And even though we thank you at least 1,000 times on yesterday, it still is not enough. Because every time we open our mouths, God, you've already done something else for us. You let us think another thought.
Thank you.
Let us see another thing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let our minds think. You let our ears hear. God, you protected us during the night. So many things you've done for us.
Yes.
And we greatly appreciate everything that you've done. You saved us.
Thank you.
You sanctified us. Thank you for filling us with the precious Holy Ghost. Thank you for it.
Thank you
for loving us and for helping us to live for you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you for protecting us. For you said, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against us shall be condemned.
Thank you for
your healing virtue through Jesus. Thank you.
Oh, my soul sits
up. For by his stripes we are healed. And we're healed by the wound in his side. Oh, thank you. Thank you for putting your anointing through the word. In our bellies, for your word says, out of our bellies shall flow rivers of living water. And thank you for instructing all of us. Look up to you, for we know that we can look up and get help. But David said, we will look unto the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help, who made the heavens and the earth. We glory in you. Oh, my God. And we're going to keep on glory in you, God, and keep on doing good. All of our lives. But we know that your word tells us in Galatians 6 and 9, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah. And even though down here we have to go through some fiery trials, we don't let it, Lord, take us from the trial, because we know that Peter said in 1 Peter 4 and 12, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try us. As though some strange thing happened, we should rejoice in as much as we are partakers of suffering. And the glory shall be revealed. We can be glad also with exceeding joy. We have exceeding joy this day.
Yes.
As we glory in you, praising you, giving you all the glory. Look on every person on this prayer line. Stretch out your mighty hand and Lord, touch everywhere. Your miracles everywhere. In Jesus' name, bless everywhere in the name of Jesus. We praise you for what you've done, for what you're going to do.
Yes, Lord.
We're not going to wait till any trial or battle is over to thank you. For we believe you in advance, everything we ask you, we believe and we thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name, praise your holy name. Well, my, thank you already. Your presence is in the room. Oh, we can feel you in the atmosphere. Thank you.
Oh, yes.
We discovered that you do attend praise parties, no pity parties, but praise parties. We've come to give you the praise and the glory. And thank you again and again. Thank God.
Thank you.
Amen and amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
All of those, I want to tell you, God is real. But treat him like you respect so many other people more than you respect him. Stop it.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
He's been there for you. He's in the room. Don't let him come into your room like he ain't nothing. That's crazy. Take time to speak to the Lord properly. Come on, let's say, good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Amen. Amen. He's in your room. And you say you believe in him. Come on. Treat him like you know he's alive, like he is the only true and living God. Let's say it again. Good morning, Lord. God bless.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Time to give him a praise. Commence this line with praise. We love you. And we appreciate you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Let's give him praise. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Praise check. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank God for Ambassador Pfeiffer and Ambassador Stern and Pastor Hagen. She's the lady who gives me such a tremendous introduction. Never ask her for it, but I want to thank her for such a phenomenal introduction. You can introduce me anywhere. Amen. Thank you for Ambassador-elect Tina Hodges. She's the lady who works so hard here at Amazing Grace, and she has been such a blessing. Amen. Remembering many of the little things that we need to remember. She helps us. Thank God for her. Thank God for Dr. Mary Lacey. She's the one who started bringing people to the line, amen, when nobody else knew to do so. Amen. We appreciate all of you, Dr. Lacey and everybody. Thank God for Prophetess Stitt, who's trying to take over Arkansas completely, and she's just about there. Amen. And how is she trying to take over? She's trying to get people to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. To give praise unto the Lord. That's a good way to take over. In the name of Jesus. Follow her as you follow Christ. Amen. And the praise shall be within your mouth. Amen. We're trying to get God 1 billion praises a night. And thank God we're being successful. For you get 1 million people to say thank you 1,000 times. That's 1 billion praises. And God is doing that. Amen. What a wonderful, wonderful thrill it is to know that God is getting the praise. The devil doesn't like it. I know that. And he tries to stop it. Stop people. Stop. He tries to stop me and even people around me. But the devil is a liar. The enemy is a liar. We give God the praise anyway. All right. Let's get some praise reports this morning. Amen. Thank God for what he's doing. Let me ask for our station identification. Pastor Kevin Schroeder and Ambassador Uni Hagen. All right. The line is open to you. Would y'all tell us about GMAP and the block line? We appreciate both of you.
And God bless you, Dr. Johnson. Good to hear your voice this morning. I am Pastor Kevin Strauss from the GMAP Broadcast Network. First and foremost, giving honor to God, who is truly the head of my life, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, honoring God for Dr. Johnson, honoring God for Lady Betty and Mother Johnson this morning, and each and every one of the saints here on the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer Line. Again, I am Pastor Kevin Strauss from the GMAP Broadcast Network. We are the number one faith-based motivational and inspirational broadcast network over the Internet. We are just simply grateful this morning, giving God the praise that we can provide people around the world with this awesome, awesome ministry via the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer Line. For those of you that are tuning in, we encourage you to stop by the GMAP Broadcast Network. We're located at GMAP1.com. That's GMAP, the number one. com. God bless each and every one of you. We hope and pray that we can hear and or see you soon. Back over to you at this time, Dr. Johnson. God bless you.
Bless you. All right, Ambassador Hagen.
God bless you. Good morning, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, to all of the staff, the ambassadors. We thank God, amen, for everyone who is listening from all around the world. I am Ambassador Hagen, and we are here live at the Blog Talk Studio with the NPA Radio Network on Blog Talk Radio, and we can be reached simply by calling into the studio. The call numbers are 347-934-0207. For those of you who'd like to listen in live, you may do so. Simply go to npa.com, and we give the Lord the praises. You know, we are the largest social talk radio listed, so in the world, and we're being heard right now literally all over the world. And God bless you, Dr. Johnson. I want to thank you for your outstanding work, your excellent work in doing this and getting the word around the world. And as you know, we have over 90 million listeners, and we thank God for the excellent work you're doing. And again, we can be reached 347-934-0207. God bless you, sir. Back to you.
Thank you so much, and we do honor all the persons who are coming to through my GMAP and first, and also the blog talk. Amen. God bless all of you. I want to hear from my mother this morning, praise before she didn't get a chance to get on yesterday. And also I want to hear from the first lady of this line, Lady Betty Joyce Johnson. Amen. If you would, first lady, take time to greet the people this morning also, I would appreciate it. Why don't you go first, and then Mother Johnson will come. Amen. Are you able this morning to say good morning to the people?
Good morning to everyone. I thank God for waking me up this morning. I thank God for the voices that I've heard on the prayer line this morning. I'm soliciting everyone's prayers, and I will be praying as well. And I hope everybody has a blessed day today.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you more than we can say in words. All right, Mother Edley Johnson. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you, Dr. Johnson, and to all of the people on the prayer line. This is Mother Johnson from Kansas City, and I'm so happy and glad this morning that I can testify victory over sin and shame. We're living in a terrible day now, and I just thank God I find myself seeking for more of the Lord, a deeper depth in Him. We used to sing a little song, "Take Me Down Deeper, Deeper, Lord, Deeper, Take Me Down Deeper." And I find myself saying, Lord, I want to go deeper in You, and I want You to get me deeper in the Word of God, because it's the Word going to lead us from earth to glory. And I thank God for the Word. I'm so glad because the Lord watching over me, taking good care of me. Have some pains, but that pain's a part of the salvation. If we can hold on through our suffering, knowing that we're suffering, it's just a wonderful thing. The Lord knows, and He knows what we're going through. And I just thank God because the pain come, I got a double determination to hold on to the unchanging hand of the Lord. I'm just glad because I'm a part of You, and You're part of me. Glad to be on the prayer line every morning. The Lord wake me up on time, and I thank God for that. I'm a living witness that I'm just a walking miracle, whether you know it or not. I've been through so much, and the Lord has brought me through so many things, and I praise God for every one of them, because it's an experience that gives me a greater experience in the Lord. People will say, well, this is going to take her out of here. I'd be so sick I could hear him talking. Oh, yes, this is going to take her out of here. And I had nothing on my mind but just holding on to the unchanging hands of the Lord, and He's going to bring me through this. So God has been so good to me, and I praise Him and honor Him and magnify His name. And I'm saved this morning. I'm sanctified, filled and baptized with the Holy Ghost and the fire. Have a mind to press my claim as never before. Pray for Mother Johnson. Yeah. God, get the glory out of my life. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you, Mother. Oh, thank you so much. Amen. I never will forget when she was in the hospital. And
yes, Lord
let me walk in and allowed me to look around the room. I saw people as if they were buzzards sitting around the room. The room was full of people, but they looked like they were just waiting on her to die. And something that her sons, I know what it was. It was the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost had me to put them all out. I said, get out. She's not going to die. You don't have any faith to believe God. Get out now. Didn't I put them out, Mom?
Oh, yes, yes.
And we got people with faith in the room, anybody who could believe. And we joined hands and prayed around the bed. And all I can say is that she's on the prayer line this morning. God is so good.
Oh, thank God.
Amen. God is good.
Oh,
Jesus. I got that from Jesus. He was at the bedside of that daughter, Jairus' daughter. He put them all out who didn't have faith.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason why Jairus could stay is because on the way to Jairus' house, he received faith by watching what Jesus did with the woman who had the issue of blood. I believe God allowed the woman who had the issue to stop by and touch his garment just for Jairus so he could be in the room with Jesus. as he got to his daughter's house. He believed. Amen. If you believe, you can stay in the room. If you don't believe, get out. Amen. The Lord moves by his faith. Faith moves God. If you got the faith, he does have the power. God bless all of you. We love you. I don't know when the last time I told you that, but I do love you, and I thank God for all of you. Your prayers mean a lot to me, mothers. Got y'all praying for me because y'all can get a prayer through. And, yeah, thank God for you. Just the other day, the devil tried to kill me. Yeah. He tried to make me get in that other lane. And as soon as the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, no, no, look back, look back. And I looked back, that car went swish, straight by me. The enemy is trying to kill me. But thank God for you all. Amen. Father, thank you for letting me see that. In the name of Jesus, what I see now, I pray that you protect us, protect me, protect my family. In the name of Jesus, for I know we're dealing with a jealous fiend. But no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Yeah, thank you for protection. I know he doesn't want you to get all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. But God, yeah, you let me bring the message, mess with me, and I'll multiply. I didn't know about getting you a billion praises until the enemy messed with me. I didn't know about getting you a billion praises every night until the enemy messed with me. And now, I didn't know that it would be possible, ever possible, to get you a trillion praises until the enemy messed with me. Some of y'all, I'm saying this for you. Amen. The enemy has been messing with you. Why don't you do more for the Lord? Why don't you get a greater vision for the Lord? Amen. Yes. Better make him leave you alone, because the more he messes with you, the more you want to do for the Lord. Amen. God bless you. I want to hear some praises this morning. Think of them now. I tell you one praise that we don't want to fail to recognize. I've been teaching all that we shouldn't fail to recognize a miracle. And I want to show you one. We've been praying and praying and praying for Pastor Kevin Strada. And Lord, bring him back.
Thank you.
Bring him back to life. You heard him this morning, didn't you? Why don't you take time and thank the Lord for him? Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, we thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for a miracle. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We give you glory. We give you praise.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Let me tell you something. You learn to recognize a miracle in your life, the Lord will do more miracles for you. If you were giving out miracles, why would you want to give miracles out to people who don't even appreciate it, or who don't even show that they recognize that they appreciate what you've done? I'd be trying to give miracles out to people who really appreciate what I've done, appreciate and recognize what I've done. Yeah. So learn to recognize what the Lord has done and give him praise and adoration for how he blessed you. And recognize the little things as well as the big things. I'm trying to get you miracles. I said recognize the little things as well as the big things. And you'll see more miracles flowing your way. All right, God bless you. Who has a praise report this morning? Who? One of our sisters want to get it? We got several sisters. Take that off of me, if you will. Get the praise reports. Who will get those praise reports? Everybody. Anybody can jump in there and get those praise reports.
Dr. Johnson, this is Ambassador Stern this morning. Good morning, good morning to all of the First Fruit Prayer Line. Good morning, Ambassador Bernard Johnson. God bless you on this morning. Strong introduction, anointed service already this morning. Thank God for Jesus. And we all have something to thank God for. Amen. We ought to be able to give God a praise report after thanking him for his goodness and his mercy toward us. We didn't have to be here, but God saw it fit to have us be here, and we just want to thank God, thank him and praise him and give a due right now Amen. Praise report right now. Is anyone on the line that want to give Jesus and tell the body of Christ how good God has been to you? You're on the line.
Jump in there. Amen. You have a praise report. Well, I want to thank him. Tonight is the night I'm speaking at the Holy Convocation. I've spoken many places, and praise be unto God. But this is special to me because I'm right at home. And you know, a prophet normally is without honor his own home. And thank God, God opened the door for me to speak at the Holy Convocation tonight. I want to ask you all, if you would, here's that number that you've been wanting, 816-576-7234. 816-576-7234. That's to the radio station. So many people have called and requested my CD and asked what night is Dr. Johnson speaking at the Holy Convocation. That's been such a blessing, such a blessing. They tell me the phone has been ringing off the hook at the radio station. If you're ever ringing off the hook, ringing off the hook today. Amen. 816-576-7234. God bless you. Back to you, Ambassador Stern.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson, and Ambassador Johnson, and we will be praying for you all the way, and we know that God is going to move in your behalf, and it's going to be awesome. I already feel it in the spirit. God bless you all. Bless you, Ambassador Johnson, is our prayer. Someone else on the line with a praise report? You on the line?
God bless you.
Another day that the Lord has kept me, and I am so blessed and happy to be on the First Fruit prayer line with all of you, the Lord's children. It is a great deed, a blessing. I thank God for you, and especially you, Dr. Johnson, Brother Johnson, all of you, the Lord's children, Dr. Stern. This is Pastor Williams, and I am just happy to be on the line. He woke me up early this morning, started me on my way. And I am excited about him in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Have a good morning and a blessed day.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for you, Pastor Williams. Good praise report. Anyone else? You on line?
This is the Peterson, Erica 219, giving in. I thank you, praise God, for giving God the praise and honor. And here on this line, thank you, praise God, for waking me up this morning. Thank you, praise, for keeping me. I thank you, praise God, a couple weeks ago, I had gone to the grocery store, and I was riding on the grocery cart and took the grocery to the car, and I saw him take it out, and I was taking the cart back, and by the time I got taking the cart back, this lady backed out on me, and I was trying to get the cart from behind, and I was screaming at her, and then some more people started screaming, then she stopped, but she did hit the front of the brake, then she gonna get out. And I asked her, did she hear me hollering? She said, yeah, but I thought you was talking to someone else. And I said, God, quick, I tell you, going on the glory. God is good. And I thank you, praise God, because I didn't even get knocked out the car or anything. And I thank you, praise God, because he is really good. And he's wonderful. He's merciful. He's wonderful to be praised. So I thank you, praise for all the time. I don't know if they're getting praises, but I give God the praise all through the night and during the day.
Thank you.